I created for creating all things on the earth and for creating us as human beings. Ashe. I would like to give thanks to our ancestors who led the way for us to be able to do the work we're doing today, and the ones who we honor. And one ancestor in particular I would like to honor today is Malcolm X, for his strength, for taking the time to learn the African history and be able to defend it in any way possible by any means necessary, and for being an example for African people, and for showing that you can do what you need to do for your people. Ashe. If anyone else wants to call on the ancestor, please do it now.
I want to call on my Aunt Luvinia. My Aunt Luvinia will be buried tomorrow in North Carolina. She's actually my great aunt. So she will be my father's aunt. I want to remember her passion. When she needed a sharp tongue, she had a sharp tongue and would use it. And when she needed to be stubborn, she was stubborn and passionate and determined. And she also was loving. And we will have her official home going tomorrow, but she is already an ancestor and someone who I will keep near and dear to me. Ashe. Okay, Akanke, if you can wrap that up and we'll listen to before.
I'd like to call on Dre Johnson and Copper because he made many good things, including soap and peanut butter that we can make a tasty treat. And I'd like to have him today because he's an ancestor and for his spirit to be happy. And also because I want apples and peanut butter.
For all the ancestors, for all the ancestors that were called on today, we say Ashe. And we ask that they will come and help us today with their energy, and they will come around us and help us to be productive students today, and they will help us to use our minds today and think about things and being able to talk and being able to communicate with each other. We say Ashe, Ashe, Ashe.
Mo, mo, mo. Medasi, medasi. Thank you so much, Akanke, for doing that. I see you now before hundreds of thousands of Africans leading us and remembering our ancestors. Reminds me of Hugh Masekela, who was here, and he was singing. He said, "We're going to sing this song, and this song is for the ancestors." And the folks were not responding. He says, "Oh, I don't think y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't think you know what we're doing." And so there were hundreds of thousands of people out in the park, and he led them, okay, led us, okay, to honor our ancestors, and then he sang. I see you doing the same thing, Akanke. Sometimes with your writing, sometimes with your words, so you're knowing the importance of doing that. Okay, let's listen a bit to Nana before, and then let's see what we can glean from it. Let me know when it started for you. Is everyone done? Is everyone done? All right, let me know who is done, please, because we may have to pause it for those of you who are not, and you may have to finish it later. All right, let's pause it. I know some of you had some difficulty getting started for you. So let's pause it, please, if you're not done. Okay, folks, please pause it. If you're not done, it may be a connection speed issue. Save the link so that you might, not might, so that you will finish it. Nothing that he says in there is to be lost. Not one word is to be thrown away. you will know this is Nana before, and giving some guidance to us. Tell me, let's talk about that just for a moment, please. Any thing that you want to respond to, any questions that you have, or any thoughts or feelings as a result of hearing this great ancestor, this man who gave his life to us for the education of African people. Any thoughts based on what he said? Question then. How is the education going to get us out of trouble? What do you say about that, Akilah?
You said that his whole life was dedicated to, you know, educating black people and everything. And then also, he's talking about, you know, how we get out of trouble and everything. And I just want to know, how is education supposed to get us out of trouble?
Oh, fantastic. How is education supposed to get us out of trouble? What were one of the ways that he thought education would get us out of trouble? That is the proper education, not sending our children and you, our parents, sending you to someone else hoping that they educate us. This is education. So how did he also say that education could be used to get us out of trouble?
Well, he talked about like more so African education, like letting us know who we are and everything.
Okay, not everything. Okay, I mean, what I want you to do is to begin to be specific in your language. And one of my habits is to say stuff, and I'm stuffing stuff. Okay, you have my permission when you hear me say stuff to say stuff, Baba Kesem, or stuff. Anyway, the point is, so sometimes we say and everything. Okay. What I want you to be specific, and when you finish with whatever your thought is, just finish. It doesn't have to be comprehensive. It doesn't have to take in everything. He outlined for us what we must teach our children. And if we teach our children these things, it will get us out of trouble. What did he say? And come to the top mic, please. What did he say we must teach our children? Ashe, what recovery looks like. Mm-hmm. And he gave an example of recovery that was beginning. What example was that? And what were the features of it? What example of recovery and what features? Very good. And very good, the Garvey Movement. And what were the features that he highlighted? Come on, y'all, everybody, if somebody's on the Talk Now button, put your 2 cents in. You know, if you don't remember everything, whatever you remember. Come on.
No, I'm not gonna talk about like the steps for how our birthdays, like, you know, began to put this and everything by, you know, taking away our collective memory and our collective identity and everything. I mean, not in everything.
Very good, very good. Those were the dynamics of domination. He wrote many years ago about the dynamics of domination. I hear Isachar, I don't know what to do about it. You said you're having some internet difficulties, okay? The dynamics of domination, and he laid those out. And so we must reverse those, okay? And you mentioned one, and that is you're to have no collective identity. So you are a minority group. You're not African. If you have a collective identity, that's where your power is. No, we want you to have an individual identity, right? Or an identity, a sub-identity, but not a collective identity as a people. That's what is every day and all the time, our collective identity is under attack. We must have an education that teaches us, encourages us to have a collective identity. For those of you who are new, you may not have learned yet. An example of how we do that at IA Education Institute, just one small example, is that we prohibit us to call ourselves slaves, and we don't call white folks masters, Instead, they are captors, dogs, if you want to, in terms of those who oppressed us and such brutish ways. We were Africans under captivity, or Africans in captivity, or just Africans in bondage, whatever you want to say. But the first thing is you identify with Africans, and we never ever say the slaves, they, because it's not they, it's we. It's we when we're champions. It's we when we're injured. We never separate ourselves from our people, regardless of our people's condition. Okay. So there are ways that we teach for us to have a collective identity, and in fact, as we're doing that, we are challenging and going against one of the dynamics of domination. Okay. So will we automatically be free if we simply have a collective identity? I don't think white people will stop oppressing that either. Oh no, white people will never stop oppressing or wanting to oppress, but that's not the point. The point is, if we have a collective identity, we don't lend our energies to it. We operate on our best interests. And you see, white people will stop oppressing us when we stop them. Okay, let's get this real clear, okay? White people and their surrogates, Asian people and anybody else, will oppress us if we allow them to, and as we allow them to. So now, if we cannot stop them without a collective identity, we will not go and spend our money. We will not go out of the way to spend our money with black people, because we don't identify with them. A black person can be beat up by police, and we don't think we got anything to do with that, because we don't identify with us as a people. So as we identify with us as a people, then we do those things that really allow us to collectively amass our strength. You can't have any unity with me if I don't identify with you. If I identify with you, if you went to the same school, later on, you'll see people and they said, I'm a graduate of IE Education Institute. And you'd be like, well, I was one of the first IE Education Institute graduates. Okay, I went to school with, you know, Ife and Fina and da 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 and Nasha and all that. Okay, and you'll have that identity, and there'll be some bond there. Okay, but if you would say, somebody says, well, I went to the Keith Ponder Institute and graduated, and you say, okay, that's cool, but there's no sense of identity. There's no sense of connection. There's no basis. So, Akilah, having the identity, collective identity, helps us do the recovery that we need, the healing that we need, so that we stop others from oppressing us. And we do that first by stop colluding with others and giving others the money and energy to oppress us. Okay? And Europeans are not more powerful than we are. We have to learn to use our power, because what we've been taught to through brutality is to give it away. All right. Now, so anyway, I want you to come back to this piece from time to time. You can get there just by clicking on Aya Overview, not the drop down menu part, the part that says the Aya Overview, so that we come to know the features of the Garvey movement. Okay. Anybody, just so we can leave with those, what did he say? That was an example of recovery. What did he say that Garvey did? Anybody, quickly. All right. Take this down. He painted pictures of new possibilities. What Baba Before said, Nana Before. He said, Garvey painted pictures of new possibilities, of new pictures of possibilities. As you write, as a student of our Education Institute, as you speak, we want you to paint new pictures of possibilities for our people. Not we always been like this, we like this, we don't. No, new pictures of possibility. So people believed that we could run our own nation, that we ought to, and he painted pictures. So as you are a writer, as you are a speaker, it is your job to paint new pictures, Jerisa, of possibilities for our people. Not, oh, we ain't never gonna be anything. Black folk ain't never so and so. Black folk gonna never be right. I sure hope, glad it will get a little harder. White folks get on us, because we might wake up. Those aren't new pictures of possibilities. You must learn and paint new pictures of possibilities of us being free and not dominated and controlled by anybody, white or anybody else. Okay? And he also said that God immobilized energies. Now, this is important because if you can just paint pictures of possibilities and you can be an academician and you don't build anything. Okay? He mobilized energies. Millions of Africans around this country and around the world. So it takes being with our people. You may paint pictures of possibilities in your papers, which is important, in your speeches, which is important, but you also must mobilize energies. You must work with our people to have us be mobilized to act. And then he said, he created structures that were effective. So you want to study what kind of structures are effective with our people. What kind of structures can we put together that will allow us to be organized and unified? Not some general organization must, or we just got to be unified. No, what's the structure that will allow and facilitate that? He created structures that were effective. I expect for you to study some of those structures, okay, and to use them. He also said that he engaged people in effective tasks. He engaged people in effective tasks. Now, those were the four pieces he mentioned. Now, as you are listening, just like as you are reading, you see, you can imagine that that will be a passage on the African, the ASAT, the African Student Achievement Test, that's a passage. And then the questions on the bottom will be these questions. So you're listening for detail, okay? And at the same time, you're finding the kind of detail. We're measuring your ability or your development and your ability to, not your ability at all, development of your attention and skill to listen and extract details that are relevant. And at the same time, as you are extracting those details, they are not useless details, and they're not details that reinforce white supremacy. There are details that will liberate you. And with that, we have a 5 minutes until our 9 o'clock class. I want to say how much I appreciate you so much. I appreciate your parents, appreciate your grandparents, and those Africans who support you. I want you every week and every weekend to be ambassadors for AYA Educational Institute. I want you to teach what you have learned. Whatever you have learned, I want you to pass it on to others so that they know what you are learning. This is a privilege, but it is not something that we want to be exclusive. It's not something that we want to just keep to ourselves. This is something that you want to share. With that, any other appreciations? If not, we'll see you at 9 o'clock. This is Baba Wakessa signing out.
I appreciate our discussion, and I'll see everybody.